Hi, thank you so much for joining. This is Pastor Patricia. Well, today I'm going to talk about Esther's royal appeal. Esther chapter 2, verse 7 says, "And he brought up Hadassah, that is Esther, his uncle's daughter, for she had neither father nor mother, and the maid was fair and beautiful, whom Mordecai, when her father and mother were dead, took for his own daughter." Praise God. Have your way, Father God, during this learning time. Ask that your will be done in our lives, that we will walk before you in your ways. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thinking about how Esther was selected to be the king's wife. She was selected in the place of Vashti. Vashti was King Ahasuerus' wife. She refused to come before the king. The advisors suggested, "Why don't you have another wife? Won't you have women be brought in from all the different provinces and you select one?" Esther was the one that was selected. During that time period, there were enemy of the Jews, Haman. He desired to have them destroyed. He wanted them killed. He paid so much amount of money to have a certain day set aside that this would take place. Mordecai, who was Esther's cousin who raised her, said, you go before the king because your people will end up being destroyed. Don't think you're going to get out of this, or, you know, because you're in the palace and you're the king's wife, the deliverance will be able to come. But how do you know that you're not there at this time, for such a time as this? Basically, your reason for being there, your purpose, and understanding our purpose in life. Sometimes things go on and might say, oh, okay. Things may seem like it's going good, and sometimes things are going a certain way, maybe going well, but then sometimes there are different situations, difficulties. Like in this case, it's going to be their life, the destruction of those people, the Jewish people that was staying there. And so she went on a fast, and she asked other people to fast with her because it could have been her life to go before the king unannounced. And so she said, "If I perish, I perish." She presented herself after 3 days of fasting and preparing, and the people, the Jewish people, fasting as well, and also the maidens that were with her also fasting and praying for that 3 days, night and day. They were able to, she was able to present herself, and she was received by the king to be able to hear her request, and her life was spared. Sometimes thinking about what's being beautiful, it's not just the fact of the outer appearance, or think about what you look like, but the fair and beautiful is, I want to do what's right. I want to do those things which are those right things, but it's not according to my own reasoning and understanding and intellect. We want to do things which are pleasing to our Father. I think about how 1 Samuel 16 and 7 say how man looks on the outer appearance, God looks at the heart. We want to be beautiful to God, and we want to make decisions which are not just our own self-seeking, but what is going to benefit others as well. To God be the glory, in Jesus' name. Amen.